Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate, November 23rd. If you enjoy a steam bath, the galaxy may offer a lot of planets for you to visit. These worlds may be completely covered by water. And they're so close to their stars that a lot of the water evaporates, forming a deep, steamy atmosphere. Astronomers have confirmed more than 4,000 planets in other star systems with many more candidate worlds. Some of them are classified as super-Earths. These planets are a little wider and heavier than Earth. They're also quite dense, so they're probably balls of rock and metal just like Earth. Some other planets are mini Neptunes. They're about twice the size of super-Earths, but they're not nearly as dense. That could mean they have solid cores surrounded by layers of hydrogen and helium, the lightest elements. But recent studies by research teams in France suggest another possibility. The planets are hot and wet, with atmospheres made of steam. The mini Neptunes in this category are quite close to their parent stars, millions to perhaps tens of millions of miles. At that close range, they'd be extremely hot. If they have deep oceans, all that heat would vaporize a lot of the water. The water vapor would form a puffed-up atmosphere. That would make the planets look a lot wider than they really are. If that's the case, then a lot of the mini Neptunes are really super-Earths in disguise, hidden below a blanket of steam. Tomorrow, the Great Silence. We have sky-watching tips, astronomy news, and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.